Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, the resident shaman, and I'm going to share with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and my conversations with the spirits. So for today's journey, I started at the mountain slope with the rocky platform, which I usually use to go up to the upper world. And I saw the thread, which is the pathway or the beam that I travel up alongside, and that helps me go upward to the spirit realm of the upper world. And I'm not actually touching the beam as I'm going up. I'm right alongside it, and as I go up, I put out my request to the spirits to please meet me in the upper world and bring their compassion and their wisdom and their love, and take me or show me a very interesting and useful area in the upper world that would be important to talk about on our show today. I soon find myself in a very green and very lush jungle setting, and I wasn't sure what I should do, whether I should explore or walk around, but I trusted that if this is where I was directed to be, I should be there. And I didn't see any of my spirit teachers in the upper world who I could ask. So I kept walking and didn't even see any animals there. And after a while, I realized that I'd actually come out of the jungle and come to the edge and was looking out over a pan or a dried lake, which is quite unexpected, because one moment I was in this lush jungle setting and the next moment I was in a much drier pan area. And I understood from this that I am being shown that there's this great diversity of scenery in the upper world, that you can have all these things that are very different. And I chose to go back into the jungle area and returned to a familiar clearing where I usually meet my spirit teachers. And I called out to them, I put out my request, please show me or take me to an interesting and useful area that would be good to talk about today. And almost immediately one of my spirit teachers arrived. And this one, unusually for the upper world, actually manifests in an animal form. Generally speaking, the spirit teachers of the upper world show themselves in a human form. So this spirit is unusual in that it manifests in an animal form. So I got on its back, again requesting to be taken to see an important area in the upper world. However, it started taking me upwards, and we were going up and up and up into the sky, in fact, out into space. And I didn't know where we were actually going, but I trusted that there was no need to ask where we're going, that I'll find out when we get there. We're actually right out in outer space beyond our galaxy, and the spirit says to me that from here, you can't really even see the Earth. That from where we are, it's as if the Earth has disappeared. There is such a vastness of space, and the Earth is so minuscule, that with this perspective, everything that preoccupies our minds about our daily lives could all just disappear. And that when it disappears, what's left is one's own consciousness, our awareness. We usually think about ourselves so much in relation to other people and the places we're in and all the activities and interactions that we are involved in. Our awareness is overwhelmed and overloaded with our thoughts about our lives. So the spirits are showing me that from this perspective of being in outer space, all of that clutter is gone, and we're not left with any of our earthly preoccupations as something to relate to. I think what the Spirit is saying to me is, consider who you are without a familiar earth world around you in which you've got a context. So, who are you without a context? I think that's what it boils down to. Who are we without the place, without the people, without the family, without the work, without the news, without the entertainment? If we're just floating in space, and everything in space is far away, very distant, then we can't even put much context into what's around us, because everything is so distant. It's as if everything has disappeared. And then what we have is an experience of emptiness. The spirits say we can't even have a context of memories if all we have is the here and now of being without a context. Now, we are, of course, usually actually on the earth, and we've got this very rich and pervasive context, but we should, and it would be very useful, the spirits say, to be aware of our own awareness where we have no context of place and memory. It's something like just pure being awareness. They say it's hard for us to imagine this, but here they are showing me being out in space without any context of place. And they say one could be without memory, and they say one could even be without body, where there is only awareness. This is what the spirits are saying. Consider what we are, or who we are, or how we are without mental clutter. The spirits say we should practice this. They make me remember actually a phrase, and I think it's from Hindu mysticism. And the phrase is Sat Chit Ananda. And that's usually translated as pure bliss awareness. And that is actually our true nature and our true destiny, pure bliss awareness. The spirits are making the point that we are so caught up in our lives with the people and activities and consumption and relationships that we forget about the state of pure awareness, which is described or written about so much in Eastern spiritual traditions. Sat Chit Ananda, or pure bliss awareness. And that we're missing out on this absolutely fundamental characteristic of existence. And I get the understanding now, the insight now, that when they showed me the jungle that was full of trees and plants and climate and temperature and things, what they were showing me was a symbol of our everyday awareness that is overwhelmed with content. And then when they showed me that stark, dry pan, which was almost empty, it was like looking at virtually nothing. That was actually a symbol of pure bliss awareness. They're saying that to have a practice of awareness of nothingness or emptiness would be very beneficial. It would put us more in touch with our true nature. And they say that when we look up at the sky at night, we should be aware as much as we can of the vastness of emptiness. And they gave me the kind of amusing but profound line, there is much more of nothing than there is of something. So the whole emphasis of this journey was becoming in touch, getting in touch with inner stillness. And I thank the spirits for this profound journey. The drums changed at that point to guide me back to the lower world. And it truly was a profound journey connecting with ancient wisdom and spiritual guidance as well. Thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chaparral Show. We're going to go on our break now. And when we come back, Vivian will continue with her messages from crystals.